Hey, Wellness Crew. Welcome back to another episode of Bags of Wellness, the podcast where we talk wellness essentials for a balanced and thriving lifestyle. I'm your host, Jessica Rowe, author and motivational speaker. And on today's show, we'll be talking about working on you and your wellness. What does that mean to you? Sit back and let's get into this topic. Hey, Wellness Crew. So let's get to this topic about working on you and your wellness and why it is so important that you continue to work on you. Don't look at working on you as if it's a chore, as if it's a fight. You are worth it. It doesn't have to be a chore. It doesn't have to be a fight. Yes, it's difficult because now you're trying to bring a new you out. You're trying to bring a new person to the surface. Mainly, probably the person that you've been wanting to be in the past few years. But society, your thoughts, maybe some anxiety, and different things have kept you back from actually doing the work on you that you want to do. Yes, I know the world is a crazy place. And many of us do want to follow in behind what others are doing, which can be good at sometimes because many of the people that we follow, that we admire, that we look up to, they inspire us and motivate us not only to be better, but to do things that we know we've been wanting to do. Like that old saying goes, if they can do it, I can do it. But there are some things that what they have done, they have gone through some things, right? They have gone through things which they don't show. And many people don't realize that. They don't see that. They think that folks have it easy. They think that folks are making things look easy when folks are going through the things that they need to go through in order to get to where they are today. So that is something that you also have to really acknowledge and look at when you are looking at other people and look at the work that they have done on themselves. It wasn't an easy road, as we all know, but television, social media makes it look easy. So that's why for me, I do admire people who just come forth with their truth. They stand in their truth. They talk their truth. They're not worried about any and everything that somebody else has to say. They are saying what has gone on with them, and it's helping them heal at the same time that they are telling their truth. Now, they might shed some tears and things like that, but that shows you what they have been going through and the things that they are willing to be a little vulnerable about, but they know somebody out here in this world needs to hear their story. We all have that story. Now, maybe some of us are not comfortable telling that story, but we got it. It's there. So that is a part of working on you, making sure that you are bringing out your story, even if it's on paper. Doesn't have to be to the world. A lot of people say, hey, put your story in a book. I remember there was times where what happened in your household stayed in your household. You didn't speak on anything that went on in your household. You kept it indoors. And from there, we would just see a lot of people out and about in the world. And we look at them and we may say, oh, they look like they have it easy. They look like they have it going on, when we don't know what's going on behind the closed doors of another one. That's why, I learned that lesson from my mother, like, don't judge anybody because you don't know what they are going through, what they've been through. And sometimes, especially children, they can't help the things that they are going through or the things that they've been through and their appearances and things like that. That's when my mom would tell me growing up, don't make fun of other kids because you don't know what's going on behind their closed doors, right? So a part of working on us is to first be aware that we want to do this thing. We want to work on us. We want to improve our health. We want to improve our weight. We want to improve our courage. We want to improve our confidence. That's the first thing. What is it that we want to improve on ourselves? And once we figure that out, find out the things that we want to improve, we start to acknowledge, yes, I may have a problem with my weight. I may have a problem with my courage, with my confidence, with me showing up to places and being present. You know, there's some people who are introverts. They don't like coming out in big crowds. They just like to be alone, but they want to get out of that. They want to kind of ease into life, into society a little bit on their own. Not just, you know, not a lot, just a little bit, but they want to start that. So accept what it is that you know that you need to work on, or you just want to work on, and acknowledge that. Be in full acknowledgement of it. Write it down. I acknowledge and accept that I need to work on X, Y, and Z. I need to work on my financial planning. I acknowledge and I accept that. That is the thing that I need to do. And here are the steps that I will take to start doing those things. So, you know, you are aware of it, you acknowledge it, and you're writing it down, and now you are accepting it. You are accepting this fact, and you know that this is going to help improve you. So anytime you may get discouraged, or you're like, this is too much, I can't do this, it's just really throwing me for a loop. That's what's going to happen, right? When we work out after not working out for a long period of time, we start to feel tired really quick. Once we finish, we're sore and all those other types of things. It's because we haven't done it in a long time. So it becomes frustrating. It becomes upsetting, and we don't want to continue. But we know that we need to continue this because this is a part of working on us, and this is good for our overall wellness and well-being. It's necessary. It's needed if you want to become the best version of yourself, period. You talk about it all the time. You think about it all the time. You wonder about it all the time. And you have this vision about you becoming the new you. You working on you. You taking the steps that you need. You see it, right? It's like very visible to you. But the hardest thing is to start doing it. So I encourage you. I challenge you to start working on you, whatever it is. Maybe you have already had some things written down, but you just haven't touched it, right? It's sitting somewhere in a notebook. You just really haven't opened that page, that book to your greatness. If you sat down and you wrote a whole plan and you're not working on it, you're not working on your greatness. Right? You're not working on that, and you need to go ahead and start that today. When you're listening to this, I encourage you and I challenge you to work on it and be the best at it as you can be. We're not looking for perfection, right? You're not looking for anything perfect. You're just looking to start to work on what you said that you were going to work on. And if you need that guidance, you need that tribe, you need that support, go find it. Really, seriously, go find it. People are out there. I'm in a support group right now on Facebook, and it is just amazing to see the same things that people that I don't even know were going through the same issues. And it is heartwarming to find that, so we can comfort each other and let each other know, hey, I'm going through it too. You're not alone. So you're not alone when it comes to working on you. People work on themselves every day. And it doesn't have a end date to it. You can continue to work on yourself for as long as you feel that you need to or you want to. Because when you start to work on yourself, you start to discover new things about yourself that you didn't even know that, you know, you were not aware of. Like, wow, I'm capable of this. I can really start an email list. I can really start a podcast. I can write a book. You know, I've written 5 pages. Oh my goodness. Things that you didn't think that you were capable of, you are in process of doing. And it's already has started if you've already written it down. If you've written it down and you've wrote all these wonderful things that you would like to accomplish, it's already started. First, it started in your mind. Now you have it on paper. It's started even more. Now I need you to get up and go and do, accomplish, be great at your own pace. Not at the pace of anybody else's, not at the approval of anybody else's, but only of you. That's what wellness and well-being is all about. It's about you looking from within and continuing to work on you. That is it for me on this episode. I'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good one.